Happy Friday, everybody. Thank you so much, as always, for downloading or streaming the Be Our Guest podcast. So glad you're here, because today I'm going to recap my trip down to Walt Disney World for the Princess Half Marathon weekend from last weekend. We're going to talk great meals, the experiences for the 10K and the half marathon, the beautiful weather, an Uber driver that almost chopped off my fingers, and much more. So stand by for that. First, quick word from our sponsors, and that includes our friends over at the Magic for Less Travel. I just want to take this opportunity to thank everybody who books with me at the Magic for Less Travel. You are making this podcast possible. You are supporting an American small business every time you allow us to help you with your trips, whether it's Walt Disney World, Disneyland, Disney Cruise Line, or Adventures by Disney. You know, we work really, really hard to make every single trip magical for our guests, get you the best price out there. And again, I just want to thank everybody. I love working for you and with you. And I encourage you, if we have not done this before, you've never worked with a travel agent, give it a shot for your next Disney vacation, especially if you're planning a trip for the rest of 2019 or going into 2020. I promise, I hustle for my guests, and I'm going to give you the best opportunity to have an amazing trip. So check them out today, all the services they offer, absolutely free to you over at themagicforless.com. And while you're there, fill out that free no obligation quote and let them know that you heard about it here on the Be Our Guest podcast. Again, they're over at themagicforless.com. Thanks again to everybody who continues to support the show. When you shop on Amazon, it's beourguestpodcast.com/Amazon. That's our affiliate link. You'll get all your Prime benefits, cost you nothing extra. And every time you click through there and do your shopping afterwards, it supports the show. So again, beourguestpodcast.com/Amazon.
Ready to take a trip to the world? You found the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. This is where your memories come front and center on our podcast stage.
Welcome to episode 1452 of the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. I'm your host, Mike Rallman, from BeOurGuestPodcast.com and one of the senior agents over at the Magic for Less Travel. Happy Friday to you, and thanks to everybody who is tuned in live here on Facebook. So glad to have you being a part of the show here as we record and get the show out for your weekend. Let's kick it off a little early as we do with some fun Disney talk. We're going to go back and recap my weekend trip from last weekend down at the Princess Half Marathon weekend. And I have officially been bibbidi-bobbidi-booed at the finish line. I didn't expect that, but man, I got the little whoop with the wand thing and got the pixie dust in my hair. I'm glad that I wore the visor instead of the hat so that I had some exposed to the top of my head so that it could sink in. Go. I am all good. Got my medals. Lots of fun. So we're going to talk about that today. So joining me for this fun conversation, we have Ricky from DisneyWorldAfterAll.com, TouringPlans.com, and The Mouse for Less. You were in Missouri. I was in Walt Disney World. What's up?
I was in Missouri. It felt weird to be in Missouri while you were out of town. But yeah, I wanted to share, by the way, that I was on another podcast.
You
I
know cheater, what? Cheater. I'm talking. Totally I'm talking to. Cheated. I'm talking to Matt about this. I'm fired up, man. We're gonna have a turf battle. The east side versus the west side of Missouri. It's happening.
So I just wanted to share that I am helping out Matt over on Wedway Radio. So I will be doing news shows with Matt. So if you want to get your news fixed and, you know, hear a fun conversation between me and Matt Parrish, go on over to Wedway and you can hear all the fun talk about what just happened, all the news that just came out, like all the stuff at Epcot and everything like that. So we dish on all that over on Wedway. So it was a lot of fun. And I'm so honored that he asked me to, you know, help out. So
it was a really good show, though, because actually I listened to that on Monday as I was running around Coronado Springs that morning. I did 9 miles before I took off and listened to the show, enjoyed it. But one thing, I love when I listen to podcasts because I'm always like, oh, yeah. When I got to the airport later, there's a Ron John store at the airport at Orlando International that I walked past. So that's probably going to be similar to like the Disney Springs kind of thing, because you're not really going to surf at the airport, you know, but it had all the shirts. It's the brand, you know, that everybody wants a shirt or a sticker for their car.
Yeah, now at this point, it's kind of like Tommy Bahama, you know? Yeah. I mean, it's along the same lines, right? So just now it's Ron John. So,
yeah. Yeah, so it's fun. one other thing about that. I can't remember what I was going to say. I really enjoyed it, though, because it was just kind of fun to catch up on the news. Now, every podcast by this point has done a show about the changes coming to Epcot. But let me just
Did you guys hear about changes?
I know. It's like, you know, this is Friday, so we're not going to really drill it into the ground. But I am excited that there's going to be more green space. I took one picture. Scott was riding Mission Space with Emily. We had just eaten a meal. I was like, I'm not even chancing it. I don't want to feel crummy the rest of the day because they were going on the orange side. So I sat outside and FaceTimed Mallory and we're catching up and stuff while they rode the ride. And I took a picture of that space between Interventions and the old Universe of Energy Pavilion where they're, you know, doing all the construction for Guardians of the Galaxy roller coaster, and there's a lot of green space right in that area. There's palm trees, there's a big green hill kind of mound with grass on it, and it really, even being inside Epcot, which is kind of what it isn't right now, with all that green, it looked gorgeous. We had the blue sky that day, the picture came out great, and I was just trying to picture in my mind's eye that entrance plaza and beyond, with it being more green and not tropical, but just more alive and more just welcoming. I'm so excited for that. And also to repurpose Wonders of Life. Not perfect, but at least they're not knocking it down.
Well, that's true. I am really excited about seeing the green space. That part is, you know, something that is so totally needed for the front entrance area. I mean, it kind of is depressing sometimes walking in there. I mean, you know, it's just kind of blah. The Wonders of Life Pavilion, I kind of mentioned it over there. I'm like, I'm excited that they're utilizing the space. I don't love what they're utilizing it for. I don't love that there's not going to be like a ride in there anymore. I mean, I know that there hasn't been a ride in there for years, but I don't love that they're taking that space and just going to retrofit it for basically what was Interventions, because that's, let's be honest, I think that's what they're really doing. Because I, as I talked with Matt, I think they're knocking down the buildings for Interventions, and I think they're moving anything that was over there and all the meet and greets that were there and everything like that. I mean, there's not really much left in Interventions at this point. Mm-hmm. And they're just going to move it right over to that Play Pavilion. And I think that that's kind of their compromise that they came up with. So
I was thinking about that because you guys talked about that in the show. Then that morning afterwards, I went to France for breakfast before I cut my magical road. Soren had breakfast in France, passed back through Sunshine Seasons on the way out because I wanted my last whoopie pie, and then headed back to the hotel to get a Magical Express. But as you were saying that, you know, I'm walking past Interventions twice, and I mean, those buildings are not small. So, you know, if they do demolish those, that's going to be long-term, it's going to be great if they replace that with just kind of smaller places and have a lot of greenery in that area. That'd be great. Yeah. But I mean, the interim, man, that is going to destroy Future World. It's going to be a mess.
Oh, it will be a mess, 100%. I mean, both will be a mess. The front entrance plaza will be a huge mess while they tear out, you know, all the tombstones, as I call them, and then put in all the green space. You know, that's going to be a big project in itself, too. So, it's going to be crazy, and it's going to be a crazy time at Epcot, I think, here in the next year. So be prepared, people. I think you're going to see a lot at Epcot here in the next year.
And shout out to Matthew, who's tuned in live from the Jungle Cruise at the Magic Kingdom. To your right, you see Inspiration Falls. It's going to inspire you to go deeper into the podcast. And here we go, guys. I should be a skipper. So I went down on Thursday. Again, this trip that I went for Princess Half Marathon weekend last weekend was a last minute birthday gift from my girls, my wife and my daughters. And so they said, hey, they gave me a bunch of Disney gift cards. You can sign up for Princess. Knowing that Princess is not run Disney events are non-refundable, I signed up within 10 minutes so they couldn't change their mind. I was in. So I was like, I'm doing this, man. That's the only race I hadn't done down at Walt Disney World, so I wanted to do this one. Also, this was in November, so I knew I could get out of St. Louis in February to go down to
Florida.
There you
go, also, smart man. It was very cold in St. Louis, yes.
I was no dummy. So I signed up within 10 minutes. I was there. The challenge was sold out. The Fairy Tale Challenge is what they called it. I did, crazily enough, I got to sign up for the 10K and the half, which is what the challenge races were individually. So I got to run the miles and have the races, which was fine. I just didn't get the bonus medal, a shirt, whatever. But if I brought home another shirt, my wife's going to kill me at this point anyway. That's too many of them. So I got to do the races. I had a good time. So I went down on Thursday night, got in late. No problems there. Flew through some storms on Southwest, but that's not real exciting unless you're sitting next to me on the plane. I'm a lot better. I'm not scared anymore. So stayed at Coronado Springs. Loved it there. I'm telling you, because my buddy Scott stayed at Coronado too. He was down there for vacation. Then for the weekend, he transferred same time I was over to Coronado with his family. And we caught an annual pass discount for these rooms. And I want to say there were about $140 a night for standard view rooms at Coronado Springs on the AP discount for this weekend. I mean, that's a steal because I was staying at Music for like $125. So for like $50 more, I was at a great resort. It's very deluxe. It's very nice. If you're a runner, it's a great place to run. Of course, Pepper Market has been renamed El Mercado de Coronado. Still kind of the same Pepper Market. But the one thing is they took out the Mexican station that's over to the far left. What?
Oh.
I know.
Oh.
I know. I was kind of disappointed.
No.
In that. Yeah, because we just want some chips
that's
and guac.
Totally disappointed.
I know.
Yeah.
But we ended up going
Do they
over...
offer any kind of Mexican-inspired foods there anymore?
I had breakfast there. I had a chorizo bowl, which was good.
Okay.
It was kind of a bunch of stuff in a bowl. That was really good. But yeah, the Mexican station's out. But they still have like the sandwiches station. They have like a barbecue station. But yeah, I don't understand why they wouldn't have a... I mean, it's Coronado Springs. Like, why?
Right.
Why wouldn't they not have Mexican food?
Why not? Yeah.
And Americans love Mexican food. But anyway, I had a ton of Mexican food this weekend. It was crazy.
Yeah, I'm sure you did.
I even had Chipotle at the airport. Thanks to Allie, listener Allie bought it for me. She was in line in front of me. I got up to check out, to, you know, get my bowl, ordered a soda, and the lady said, "Your bill's like $2.20." I was like, "What? How's my bill $2.20? I got a bowl and a soda." She goes, "Oh, that lady, she bought your meal." I felt like I was back here in St. Louis. You know, the people have like the Joy 99 bumper stickers that do that
That's
stuff
awesome.
At McDonald's. I know. It's so sweet.
That's so cool.
Yes, yeah. Allie from San Antonio. That bowl was awesome. And it was dangerous eating that before I got on an airplane. I'm just saying.
Yes, this is true.
So anyway, flew down, had a good time staying at Coronado Springs. I'm telling you, if you get a chance to stay at Coronado, you never have, please do. The pool area, we swam at the dig site. Awesome. Friday was National Margarita Day. Had the Fiesta Margarita from the pool bar there. It's called La Siesta. Awesome. So, I mean, just telling you, it's a great place to stay. It's beautiful. And the construction isn't really affecting anything because the tower is off to the side and it's coming along. Boy, that thing will be open here shortly in a couple months and it's looking good. But that resort is just amazing. So stay there if you get a chance. You really can't miss out. So let's see. What did we do first? First thing we did, we got up the next morning, my first morning there, Friday morning. And of course, we ate breakfast at Olivia's. It was very good.
Of course.
Yes, and had some big omelet. Really good. So then Scott had already gone to the expo the day before because he was already there. I had to go to the expo, pick up my bibs and all that stuff. And so I took a bus from Old Key West over to Wide World Sports. Scott and his family went to Animal Kingdom because they had a Flight of Passage Fast Pass and a couple other things. They did that. Went around the expo. Expo was great. You know, it's not as big of a race weekend as marathon weekend. So it coming off marathon weekend just a few weeks back, it was really nice to not have so much going on. Oh, and before we get too deep into this, let me just say the weather this entire weekend, amazing. I mean, we're talking highs.
So much.
Dude, the highs were between 85 and 89 all the days.
Especially given my last trip where it was not.
It was sunny. It was humid. I mean, it felt
You're rubbing it in.
I'm just saying.
It felt
exactly like my summer trips. Like we were sweating. It was hot.
You're the worst human being in the world.
The whole time I kept thinking Ricky was saying how she couldn't do the Festival of the Arts stuff because she was so cold. I was like, I'm sweating.
Yeah.
This chocolate chip cookie that I'm painting, man, I'm sweating while I'm eating a cookie. So anyway, it was fun. It was great weather. So it really made again when you have good weather. That's like 50% of the battle of a great trip. So anyway, I did the ESPN, all the good stuff, had a good time over there, picked up my bibs. Oh, I got to tell a story about the Uber driver because it's a good one. It's going to be a quick one. I know it doesn't affect anything, but I think people appreciate it. Okay, so I'm ordering an Uber because I got to get, there's no buses from the expo to over to theme parks. You can go back to resorts and then go resort to a theme park. I didn't want to have to mess with that. They're already there. So I'm like, I'll just order an Uber. I hit the button. Okay, so I'm looking for Christina in like a Hyundai. Okay, so I see this Hyundai that's the right color. And it's a Hyundai. And it's sitting there. But this guy's got a beard. I'm like, that cannot be Christina, right? Because, I mean, the guy's got a huge, like, he should be a relief pitcher in the major leagues. Like, one of those beards. So I'm like, that can't be Christina. So I see like two families get in and out of this guy's car. So finally, I'm like, I'm just going to go over and check this out. I'm like, I go over there. I'm like, Christina? He's like, Mike? I'm like, yeah. All right,
oh,
okay. So he's
my
like,
goodness.
He's like, I'm on my wife's account, I think. I'm like, well, yeah, I guess. So anyway, he's a really nice guy. We joke about it, like, through the window. Then I decide I'm getting in. So he has the window. He has the window down because, you know, he's got to talk to me. He's like talking to everybody that's coming up to his car trying to get in. So I have a big bag of like my bibs, my shirts. I got Mallory a hoodie there for, you know, her souvenir, whatever. So I put that in with my left hand, sit it in the floorboard of the, I'm sitting shotgun in the front seat. So I put my other hand on the, like, you know, kind of on the frame of the window, like the frame of the window, you know, like ease myself in. Well, at the same time, the guy's rolling up the window because he kicked on the air. So my fingers get caught in the window. Like he almost chopped my fingers off. Like,
oh my God.
So I'm yelling at the guy. I'm like, my fingers are in your window. My fingers are in your window. Pull it down. Put it down. And he thinks my other hand fingers are stuck in the chair. So he's fiddling around with like under my seat. I'm like, no. My other hand. Look at my. And I'm like, my fingers are like. And then I got panicked. So I'm like, what if he panics and pushes it up even further and just finishes him off? So I had this the whole weekend. I had this big line under my knuckles on my, like my middle finger and ring, man. I mean, I thought he chopped my fingers off, man. So then I told him I was giving his wife a bad rating the whole time.
Oh, my goodness.
We joked about it all the way over to Animal Kingdom. It was fine. But, yeah, it's just one of those things. It always happens to me. Oh, my God. I thought I was going to lose my fingers. So, anyway, we got there safely. Thank goodness. And I still had 10 digits. So that was good. Got to Animal Kingdom. Crowds were light. Got to see Divine on the way in. I was in a hurry trying to catch up with Scott and everybody. And everybody was kind of congregated right there by the park entrance. And I'm like, oh, my gosh, what's going on? Like, I couldn't tell. What's so exciting about that tree? And then I realized it was Divine. So, let's see. So what did we do? We did, of course, I had my bowl at Setuli Canteen. Love it. Saw yes. The African folks that do the acrobatics in Harambe. Those guys are incredible. Have you seen them, nice. Ricky? The group that, you know.
Not the acrobats. I've seen some of the other artists, but not the acrobats.
They are amazing. Like, that's the kind of stuff that I think that, you know, I didn't go to the Animal Kingdom to see those guys do their acrobatic act, you know. But the thing is, like, I mean, you can't help but be blown away when you see performances like this, live performances at Walt Disney World. I mean, this one guy was doing a headstand on another guy's head, like with no hands. Like crazy. The guy on the bottom was holding him up by his neck. I mean, that's ridiculous. And like some people are just walking by like, oh, that's cool. I'm like, dude, there's a guy upside down on that guy's, he's balancing him on his neck only. Like, how do you just walk past that? So anyway, it was pretty crazy. Yeah.
People.
So
what are you gonna do?
Oh my gosh, it was ridiculous. Okay, so then we go by and we see this big bird. Okay, so you know I'm not a movie person. I did see Up. I did see Up once, and I swore I was never gonna see it again because it like ripped my heart out.
Yeah, it ripped everybody's hearts out.
And that's why I haven't seen movies like Coco. I haven't seen that because I've heard it does that to you. I don't need my heart ripped out. It gets ripped out daily. So anyway, Kevin the bird there, which I know is now a girl, not a boy. I didn't say anything on social media. I know that if you did, you got scolded. I just watched everybody else get scolded. So I saw her,
Kevin, the girl. Yes.
Kevin the blue bird, and apparently you're supposed to give her a chocolate bar. My preacher's wife said she's a big Disney fan, right? I don't know. I didn't know that.
Yeah, that's but right. Yep.
This bird was everywhere. Like we saw it like five or six times that day, just walking around over by Asia and Harambe. So it's pretty neat. I mean, it was, I don't know. I don't remember too much from the movie, but it was pretty cool.
Everybody just remembers the first 10 minutes. Nobody remembers the rest of that film. They just know the first 10 minutes tore them up.
For
and
real?
They're like, nope, I'm done.
I know.
I'm done. It ruined me. I can't.
Seriously.
I can't watch
I just want to run out of the theater and like, just let me go home. I don't want to die.
Right?
I don't want my wife. I want to just live happily ever after. This is so not that. Anyway.
This is not that.
And Jen's asking where the bird was. It was between Asia and Africa. Over, it was actually right in front of the old Flights of Passage. Not Flights of Passage. What's that bird show? Big Bird Adventure. So we went and saw that too. Whatever it was, Big Bird, the Great Bird. That's a different property. Sorry, it wasn't yellow. That's exactly right. So anyway, we saw that show, and I thought that because you texted me like, "How is it?" And I'm like, "It's pretty awesome," but then it went a little bit long, and they have Doug and the little boy. What's his name?
Russell.
He's in there. They needed the old man, Ed Asner.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
I know. They needed him. He's kind of like me. Like he's an old curmudgeon. Yeah. So anyway, they didn't have him, but they had the dog and the kid. Like the birds were amazing. They brought up bald eagles, and of course the birds like swooped over your heads and did some cool stuff, like flew through the audience, like under like a canopy. Birds were incredible. I love that stuff. But like the acting in between the scenes, too much. Like it got to be a little bit long. I think kids were getting, people were leaving, actually, which kind of,
I don't think you should leave. That's not good for people
leaving. You know what? I think it's just today. Like, you know, people have fast passes. People just aren't as polite. Like, you know, but I mean, I get it. If say you have a flight of passage, fast pass, you're going
in. If you know you have a fast pass, you're not going in to watch a show. I mean, maybe you are, but I'm just saying, like, I think they're just bored. So that's not a good sign.
Yeah, agreed. All right, so let's see. We did Everest. That was fun. I saw one of the best new shirts I posted on the Facebook page. I love this shirt. It says, single rider waiting for my party of two. That is the best shirt ever. So look at the Facebook page or my Instagram. Single rider waiting for my party of two. That is the perfect t-shirt. I love that stuff. So that night we went over to Boma, had dinner. That's why we were at Animal Kingdom. So went to Animal Kingdom Lodge. Loved being at the lodge. And who do I see? Man, a sight for sore eyes. Jackie Damon comes up and says hello.
I know! I saw that! That's awesome!
Made my trip. Jackie has been with the podcast from day one, from way back, 11 years ago now almost. And just, you know, she kept the forums going. She wrote her books with Keith, Attention to Detail, which I always loved so much. It was just so great to see Jackie. She's pretty much, she's like setting up residence down there, I think. She was there for quite a while. So
I feel like it.
So Boma was good. I had my corn chowder that like three bowls of that and had about eight Zebra Domes and all kinds of desserts. That's so good. It's so expensive though. I was by myself. I think it was $57.
Yes. Whew. I know. Like seriously, it's all because of the Disney Dining Plan. They jack up the prices of every single buffet thanks to the Disney Dining Plan. And when you're paying with cash, like when you get that bill, you literally are like, wait, this is a buffet.
Yes. Like I tried to eat my weight in Zebra Dome.
Like, this is why I very rarely do buffets anymore / family style meals, because seriously, I cannot justify the price of those items when literally I can go anywhere else that's not a buffet on Disney property and pay way less. I mean, you know, I for better food kind of, because, you know, I'm personally not a huge fan of buffets anyway, because I don't love the food that sits out. And I don't know. It's just, I'm not a big buffet eater in the first place, but still, like $57 for a buffet is ridiculous.
It's impossible, like, to eat even close to that, which I love the food. I like the variety. I mean, I love the atmosphere. I love everything about Boma. I love Boma, but it's just pretty shocking. Like, I mean, I was paying $57, you know, and that's not bad because I was by myself. But I mean, if you take that times four, like you're having a heart attack when you get that bill. You know, it's like Chef Mickey's. So anyway, and Kim's right. Kim Taylor, our good friend from Walt Disney World, trails in best buffet.
It's the best. And that is like the only buffet I like eating at Walt Disney World because it is actually so reasonably priced. So.
Yeah, I agree. John says the same thing. So yeah, I totally agree there. But I mean, Boma, I don't do it all the time. And you know what? We did on New Year's Eve last time. There was like a surcharge on top of that, man.
That was ridiculous. Yeah,
bring out the defibrillators. Yeah. And my family was there.
I think that was over $60 or something like that. That was so stupid.
For real. Just take my Jeep. Just take my Jeep. Yep. I know the meal was good. Just take my Jeep. And oh, by the way, and Jeff's getting that shirt, the single rider, waiting for his party too.
Oh, nice.
I love our chat room. All right, so moving on. So that day, it was actually National Margarita Day, and we got down to the wire, man. It was like after Boma, it was like 8 o'clock. We hadn't had a margarita. Like, that's against the law. So we went back to Coronado Springs, went to the Siesta Pool Bar, got the Fiesta Margarita, which is like three different colors, frozen. Got that, so we had to knock that out. Here's a shocking thing. Again, I'm a summer traveler. Remember that. We went down to the pool. We're like, oh, it's dark, you know, but it was still 82 degrees after dark.
Right.
We're going to swim. You know, hey, we got nothing to do. We left the park. We left Boma. It was like 8 o'clock. We're going to go for a swim. Pool closed at 8 o'clock. The dig site.
What?
I know. So we didn't get to, we swam and the quiet pools were open until 10, but the dig site closed
at 8. Oh, that's good. At least the quiet pools are open.
Kind of bummer. Anyway, the next morning was the 10K. I got up and surprised everybody, maybe, because I ran in Wings.
That was adorable.
I know. Well, they were it was an impulse buy. Everybody else had costumes. Jocelyn Scott and the girls were
adorable.
Yes, they were. They were Bert and Ernie. Yes. No, wait. They were Bert and Mary Poppins and penguins. And they looked awesome.
You're naming the wrong characters.
That's exactly it. They were with Big Bird.
Sesame Street characters.
Exactly. This is like a subtweet of Sesame Street. Anyway, their costumes were so good, in fact. This is the mark. If you've been a Run Disney runner, you know this is like the mark of a good costume. Yeah. the Run Disney official photographer asked them to pose for a picture after the race.
Nice. That's what I'm saying.
So that's good awesome. Job there. I felt bad. So I had my lizard stuff, which is all green. So they had wings at the checkout right there at the expo. So I bought these like cheap little wings that are just toys.
Not gonna run
with those again. They kept knocking my earbuds out, so I couldn't run with my earbuds the whole race. I just kept beating me to death. But anyway, it was only 10K, so I was good. So it was a good race. I was happy with my time, but I started doing calculations at about mile four. I was like, if I really run hard, I could probably get in under 1 hour, which is kind of like just a little fun thing to do, like for a 10K, like just get sub 1 hour for me. I'm an old dude. So I'm like, I can probably do this. I crossed the line. My time was 1 hour, 0 minutes, and 1 second. So thank you, anybody who cut me off during the race. You broke my heart. I'm just kidding. You shouldn't have stopped to get a drink. All right. So went back to the hotel that day, had that chorizo bowl at Coronado Springs. Lots of fun. Then we went to Epcot because I was dying to go to Festival of the Arts. And I'll be honest, you know me, I am not an arts person. Like I don't draw, I don't color, I don't go to the movies, I don't listen to much music. I would probably never go to a Broadway play. They don't interest me. I'd fall asleep. That's just not my jam. Like my jam is like podcasts and sports. That's it.
Yes, those are definitely your jams.
I really don't care about art. Like, it's not me. But I'll tell you what, man, that festival was really, really interesting to me as a non-artistic person. Some of the things that I like that you know, haven't heard talked about a ton, one of the things that I really enjoyed was they were doing what's called 3D sidewalk chalk art or something.
Yeah.
Right there in that between Future World and World Showcase. And they would like use paint or sidewalk chalk or whatever to kind of put these big things just on the ground there where people don't walk. And if you stood in a certain place, like Scott and Emily had one from the day before where it looked like they were feeding food into Ratatouille, into like a bowl.
He's making something.
I mean, in the picture, it looks absolutely 3D. And it looks like it when you're standing there. I don't know how actually works, but it was pretty amazing. So I enjoyed that. Of course, I enjoyed the foods. I had to have that peanut butter. It's called a holiday cupcake. From Sunshine Seasons. Oh, that sucker was so good. And it looked crazy too. So that was good. And it was just kind of fun to walk around and see Epcot, you know, really decked out again. You know, I don't mind these festivals. It was fun. You know, I had a sushi donut.
I was so surprised when I saw that you, Mike Rollman, ate a sushi donut.
That surprised me
more than anything.
You didn't know I like sushi? I love seafood.
I did not know you liked sushi, actually. I knew you liked fish, and I knew, you know, you didn't get to eat it a lot. Yeah. But I had no idea that you actually liked sushi. Yeah. That surprised me.
So, yeah, I like sushi and I like donuts, so I figured I couldn't go wrong.
You figured that's fine. Yeah.
So I hope they bring that back. That was good. And you know what? I told Mallory, I was like, I have to take Mallory to the festival next year, the Festival of the Arts. Because she is very artistic and enjoys that stuff. And it's just, for one thing, it's the perfect time of the year. You know, that month there, post-marathon weekend through the end of February, you know, you got kind of, you know, it's a good transitional time. With the colors, everything during the festival is very colorful and vibrant.
Yes.
And that's what you're looking for. And of course, Flower and Garden starts here next week.
Yes.
Or in a week or so. And they're putting all the plantings out. When I left, they had all the plantings around the lagoon there, up in Future World. So it's just when you see color and vibrancy and celebrating the arts, it was really neat. I didn't go to any of the demonstrations or anything, but it was a lot of fun. So I really, you know, for a skeptic, that is not my thing. I loved it. So it was a lot of fun. We went around there. Let's see. What else did we do that day? We met Mulan because Mulan was on the 10K medal. So that was kind of fun.
Awesome.
We did by number. That was kind of neat. I painted by numbers. So I know you didn't get to do that. They give you
I'm very sad about that, by the way.
Yes. Yeah, so they give you like a little paintbrush and a thing of paint, like a little, you know, like what you put ketchup in, kind of a little thing, a little cup. And it has a number on it according to what color it is. So I was number 4 and it had like a kind of a grayish blue. And so they have a huge, like probably 100-foot-long print hung on a wall, and it's broken into little boxes, like little pixels, and they all have different numbers on them. And they said I was allowed to color in 3 number 4s. So I went and actually I colored in 5 because I forgot to take a picture. So I had to, you know, get a picture with a couple extras. So I broke the rules, but yeah, it was a lot of fun. And we went through that morning and they had one from the night before. It was all done. It was Figment. It was really cool looking. Cool. Let's see. So I also had one of those chocolate chip cookies that you got to, they had like, look like a palette of paint and you paint the icing on.
One.
Yeah. Oh my God. Yeah. That was a good $5.
It's a good cookie. That's a good cookie.
Yeah, super good cookie. Oh my God. Well, is any cookie not a good cookie? I mean, seriously.
The Jack cookie num num was not very good. So I was not a fan of that one.
So let's see.
Even though I was looking forward to it, it was not very good.
That cookie, it was I forget what it was called, but it was right next to the paint by number. Right up there, by the as you're going into Future World, is so good. So, and I know it sounds like we ate constantly, but like this night we were at Epcot.
No, you
because
did.
We did eat constantly, but that's why you run. So, that night we were doing the new dinner at Rose and Crown, where you get seating for Illuminations. It's three parts. You get a appetizer, an entree, and a dessert, and it's supposed to be timed out to the fireworks. So we did that, but of course, you know, I eat with the old people. I eat at like 4 o'clock. You know, so I'm like, dude, this is it. We're eating at 8 o'clock. Like, that's when I'm eating my Cocoa Puffs usually and getting ready to go to bed. So this is like a struggle. So we decided we needed a snack to get us to 8 o'clock.
Again,
so,
our food. Yeah.
Exactly. So that's where we were looking around. You know, we want to go to Pepper Market or El Mercado del Coronado and get, you know, we thought we needed chips and guac. Like, that's not a meal. That's a snack. Chips and guac. Didn't have them. So we went over to Cafe Rick's right across the way there, you know, the sports bar. And we had the guac and chips from there. And you know what? They're the same ones from Maya Grill.
There you go.
They're expensive, but we did that. Yeah. So we did that. And let's see here. What else? So then we did the Illuminations thing. It was pretty sweet. Okay, the Illuminations dinner at Rosencrantz. Yes. So apparently we were delayed getting in because apparently there was a medical emergency. And so they brought in an ambulance. You could hear the ambulance roll up behind the UK pavilion, stop right there by the phone booths. They bring the stretcher through, you know, with a couple of paramedics, three paramedics, I think. And, of course, like every manager and every, you know, person from that area at the park's over there. It was just a drunk girl. But, but she was very, she had a little bit too much fun that day. So they had to, they clogged us up. And so we had to, like, sit on a higher tier. They also told us they thought it was going to rain, which we looked, there was a 10% chance of rain, but whatever. So we had to sit on like the higher tier, and the lower tier is kind of where you're normally going to sit, where you get a really good view. They told us we were more than welcome to go down there for the fireworks. We just decided not to because we were all kind of all sitting around a table, about 12 of us having a good time talking. The food was great. Every one of us had fish and chips. You got like all the beer you wanted. They had some kind of a fancy drink you could get because the alcohol's included. I just had soft drinks. I just had Diet Cokes. But, I mean, that's all included. And you get a little sampler for dessert with like three. I took a picture of it. They were all cool looking. But I don't know what any of them were. They're just like kind of chocolate things. But it was really good. And the fireworks were pretty amazing to see there. So I saw some people, you know, commenting on the Facebook page about it. You know, that's something you used to do for free. Now they're charging for it. It is what it is. You know, it was a neat experience. Right. I mean, you're paying for the meal. You're paying a little bit more for the experience. But you also didn't have to, like, hassle people to, like, jockey.
Well, that's true. And you don't have to... You don't have to, you know, worry, oh, am I going to get the reservation for, you know, Rose and Crown at the right time? Like, you don't have to worry about lingering long enough so that you're there for Illuminations. It's just done. It's set. It's over. And, you know you're there for Illuminations. So I get it. I get why people are upset about the fact that they have to pay for it now.
I get it.
A little bit more. But it also is guaranteeing that you're going to be in that spot, too. So, you know, at the right time. And you know, there's something to be said about the guarantee, you know, so that you don't have to worry about it. You don't have to worry now. Oh, what time do I have to show up?
Yeah,
what time do
exactly.
I have to make my reservation to make it for this? You know, so it's all done.
And Eric's asking a question. At the Festival of the Arts, did you enjoy it because the Disney content gave you an entry point to things you otherwise might not have been interested in? Not really, because I'm still like, I know this sounds kind of stupid to a lot of people because everybody's busy. I get it. Every person is busy all the time. And I taught in elementary school where I wanted to expose my kids and encourage them to go into the arts because a lot of my kids were talented musicians, but they might not have been exposed to it, or they were, very, visually artistic. You know, they could draw, they could create things with their hands. Yeah. I loved doing that when I was a teacher, getting kids excited about, developing their talents that they might not know they have. But for me, it's not going to get me excited to go look at like sidewalk 3D art. Like, I just love being there. Like, I just walk by and be like, that's really cool. And that is really cool. And wow, I can't believe they can do that with food. That looks amazing. You know, and it was like, oh, there's this, you know, they're performing like as we walk by. Man, that sounds really neat. You know, it was just a continuous thing. Like in the Animation Academy over in the Odyssey, I didn't do that. But I mean, it's you saw people like expressing themselves in ways they didn't know they could do that. But when somebody actually sits down for 30 minutes and teaches you how step by step to create something, you're walking home with something. Maybe that's where I think the beauty is, because people walk home and say, you know what, maybe I can draw, you know, nobody's really sat down and taught me how to do that. So
yeah, that's true.
Yeah, it was fun. It was really cool. I enjoyed it, but I didn't come home and put on a beret or anything, you know, so.
Right. I get it. Is that the only thing you think people that draw paint put on?
I don't know. I'm not like speaking with a French accent, so I mean, I'm still me. What else we have? Let's see. Oh, shoot. My phone just closed here. Okay, let's get this back. Okay, here we're back. Okay, so let's see.
I'm sure. Oh, yeah. And then you got up in the morning.
Yes, the other thing is don't do the Illuminations dinner package the night before the half marathon when you got to be up at 3 o'clock. That's a bad idea, but we did. And we've done that before. It's not new to me to stay up way too late and get up the next morning. Half marathon, it was seriously hot that day. Like the high that afternoon was 88. When I finished the race, it was 73 with 80% humidity. So Jeff Galloway got on, all the announcers, Rudy, everybody, Carissa were saying, slow down and drink. I mean, you heard that 1,000 times. They put a paper in your room, you know, be careful because you can overexert yourself. And of course I didn't heed those warnings. I drank a lot, but I didn't, you know, it's like, it won't happen to me. So I ran a pretty good time in the half marathon. I was really excited for that. It was a good race. It was just really, really, really hot. Got to see the gospel choir at the end. I loved that they were there. I wasn't sure if they would meet me there at mile 13, but they were there. Let's see here. Got my pixie dust at the finish. Love that.
Yay.
I know. It's awesome. Yay. So after that, Scott and I have made this tradition the last two races, marathon and this one. We had our meal after the race on Saturday, after the half marathon. This was on Sunday, at the Grand Floridian Cafe. And I'd never been there before January, but that's a good place. That's a really good place. It's a sit-down place, Grand Floridian. Not crazy expensive. Not crazy hard to get into. I had a lobster burger. I had a burger with lobster on it.
Whew. Yes, dude, that's so good.
Good. Yes. And the fries are super good, too.
Yes, so good.
So we did that. We took a boat to the Magic Kingdom. Love taking a boat. That's kind of fun, the little bitty resort launches. And just kind of ran around the Magic Kingdom, had some fun, got some pictures with our medals. Yeah. We closed the Magic Kingdom that night, which was fun. I think it closed at 9, so it wasn't like staying up super late.
No, that's not awful.
Wrapped up with an All-American Sunday, had to have that on Main Street, rode Space Mountain, kissed the medal. And then, like I said, the last morning I had to catch Magical Espresso, ran back to France, had a breakfast sandwich and an eclair, and a whoopie pie on the way out, rode Soarin', and headed back and got on Magical Express and headed home. As far as the races, let me just say this about the races, because I just want to get to the fun Walt Disney World stuff for everybody first. The races were a lot of fun. I'll be honest, this was the only Walt Disney World race I haven't done. I've done Tower, I've done Wine and Dine many, many times. I've done Marathon Weekend many, many times, Star Wars a few times. Love Walt Disney World races. This weekend, I was a little intimidated because, you know, it's actually a woman's, like, you know, themed race. You know, it's like, Scott kept telling me, it's like 85% women, 15% men. And by the way, a Mizzou grad won the race, by the way. And she won by 2 minutes.
Yes, I saw that. Yes. That's awesome. Yeah, she's from St. Charles.
She is. She's from right here in the Lou. Yeah, and she smoked everybody. Like, second runner came in 2 minutes behind her. 118 for the half. 118. It was smoking hot. So anyway. Yeah. Oh, and by the way, Miss America sang the national anthem. She forgot the words.
Oh, no.
That made me sad. Like, it just,
That's not good.
It did. And it was kind of sad because everybody in the crowds was kind of shocked, which I understand. It's our national anthem. So let's see. So the races, though, were just great. You know, like the field wasn't so huge that you couldn't run because it can get that way at marathon weekend. I was lucky to start in like B and C, so I wasn't too far back. They did a good job clearing the crowds, getting everybody out there pretty quickly. It jammed up on the half and the full, or the 10K and the half at mile one, but after that it kind of opened up. So it was just a lot of fun. Good running. You know, it was hot, but I mean, I'd rather be hot than cold, so I can't complain about that. And I would do it again in a heartbeat. Like, I loved it. And you know what? Here's the thing. If you run marathon weekend, it's a great, like, second race to consider because you're pretty much already trained. You know what I'm
That's
saying?
Like, true.
It's 4 weeks later. You just have to maintain and you're already there. So just really enjoyed the weekend. It was just, you know, like you said, you talked about your trip a couple weeks back. You went down for Festival of the Arts for a quick weekend. It's kind of like I did. You had crummy weather. Yeah. I had good weather. You made the most of it. But I mean, you know, of anybody, like the weather plays such a factor in what you can do. Like we got to swim. We got to, you know, I like as soon as I landed on Thursday night, I'd seen the forecast. You know, I'm from St. Louis. Yeah. I threw shorts in my carry-on. And I mean, I went directly to the bathroom after coming out of that, you know, airplane. Threw on shorts and didn't put pants back on. Actually, I forgot to pack my pants when I came home. So I was at the airport in shorts and it was freezing. But like,
oh, no.
I mean, you know, yeah. Right, Ricky? I mean, just getting in that tropical weather in the wintertime, being from the Midwest, it was just, it gets you like, you're like giddy. It's great.
It is. It's such a relief, to be perfectly honest. I mean, it just makes you so happy to see, you know, sunshine and blue skies and warm weather, not, you know, there really is something about stepping outside and not bracing yourself for cold. I mean, like that, you like, I still do that sometimes here in Atlanta. I mean, it does get cold, but there are days where we have warm stretches, and on the warm stretches, I'm still bracing myself for the cold because I'm like, oh gosh, it's going to be so cold. Oh, it's nice out. You know, like mm-hmm. It's those things. So there really is something so, so very nice about, you know, being down there. In the, you know, warmer, like the warmer time of year. And I know like that you got the warm end of that and I got the cold end of that. But there is something that's so very nice about it. And I regret that I did not get the nice weather and I got the crummy weather. But you're right. I did make the best of it because that's all I could do. I mean, you know, you can't change it. So you're just like, okay, let's go out in it. Was it super fun? No, I very much was very jealous of all your sunshiny blue sky pictures and like it looked warm. And I'm like, I really went down there and froze my butt off and you get to have the nice weather. So yeah, I was a little jealous of you. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah. Like John says in the chat, it's like the perfect like antidote to cabin fever this time of year.
Yeah, I mean,
because you know, like you've hit February and if you're from the Midwest or the Northeast or anywhere, you know, like in the Great Lakes, you know, anywhere where it doesn't, you know, like in the Gulf Coast or something, you know, where it's getting chilly and it's been that way for like 3 or 4 months at this point, especially this year, we have tons of snow and ice, which I like snow, but I'm over it. You know, I'm like done, you know, like baseball started, spring training's going, like just get me some warm weather. So it was just like, I know it's a lot of people were just in a good mood. And I heard more than one, like, you know, group of people say, man, it's like February 22nd. You know, like you're robbing a bank or something, you know, like, oh my, don't, you know, like, it shouldn't be like this. I know.
Dang, anything, the weather might hear you. I get it. Cause we do the same thing on nice days here. We're like, oh my gosh, it's February and I'm, you know, not having to wear a coat. This is awesome.
It was so great. Yeah. I didn't even bring a coat. I told my wife, I'm just leaving it at home. You know, I'm sucking it up, going to the airport, drop me off, going in. And, it was awesome. So yeah, if you can get down, it's just, it was a neat festival, Princess Marathon Weekend, Half Marathon Weekend. You know, had never been there for that one. I would do that one again in a heartbeat. Of course, I love going to Walt Disney World. I'll go for anything. But I really, really, you know, it exceeded my expectations, and they were pretty good, you know, going in. Again, but I think a lot of it, as it has been for the last decade because of the podcast, was about the friends I got to see. You know, standing in the crowds, talking with, you know, Kim and Gail, you know, and just goofing with them. You know, I didn't know they were in the same crowd, but we're just sitting there talking, catching up, you know, seeing Donna Quackenbush, you know, run around with her daughter dressed up like as the Up characters, the Wilderness Explorers. You know, it's just all the lizards were there. Dave and Eileen, of course, out there cheering their hearts out on the courses. God, I love them being out there for us. It's just the lizards are amazing and it's so awesome, but it's just it's the people is what these weekends are. But the weather was a big, I love the weather. It was so good. So, yeah, if you can get down there in the wintertime, go.
Having it in. I see that.
Sorry, it was awesome. So, that's about it. You know, you know, I really, really enjoyed it and had a good time. So, anything else, Ricky, you have for the cause as we go?
I don't. I'm just super, super jealous of you. And I agree with Joanne's sentiment up. That's up on the screen. She took Jerry to Cincinnati for his birthday dinner this past weekend and it was cold and dreary. She kept saying, why do people live here? Yes, that's how I feel. Why do people live? Because I just went to St. Louis. Why do people live
there? I know. It's like you're telling my wife.
Because I literally did the opposite of you, basically. And I was just like, this is the worst. It's freezing. I don't like it. I'm cold. I'm not happy. I moved south for a reason.
I always tell my wife, I'm like, okay, there's some people in the world that are smarter than other people. And the people that live in Florida are smarter, you know, than us that live back in the Midwest.
I know, they get the hot summer.
I don't care. But, so do we. Know. It gets over 100 here. Like, you know, like, but it gets below zero too. And the thing is, like, I tell my wife, I'm like, we're both kind of smart, right? We both have a master's degree. We're both like college graduates. You know, we're not dummies. I mean, I do stupid stuff all the time, but I'm really not a dummy. And either you're really, really smart. Why do we live here? Like, there's like this time of year, it's like it just punches you in the face when you go outside. And there I was just like feeling like I was robbing a bank in Florida. Oh, so great.
Yeah.
So, yeah, so a lot of fun. So I encourage you to go down and have a good time. Flower and Garden up next. And, of course, next race.
That starts next week. Yeah. Literally next Wednesday. So crazy.
And they're ready, man. They were turning that thing over in a heartbeat. They were doing it while we were there. Yeah. So have a good time. I know we had a lot of people talk on the Facebook page today about heading down. You know, lots of countdowns. And you're going to love it, man. It looks good. They got the flower plantings in. Yeah. And it is gorgeous.
My favorite time of year is Flower and Garden. I liked the Festival of the Arts. I really did. But Flower and Garden, I really think, is my favorite festival, to be perfectly honest.
So, it's really neat, though, because I think they really, those are great back-to-back festivals. Because if you think about it, like, you know, there's a lot of color to the Festival of the Arts, but it doesn't really celebrate, like, living things. It's more just colorful creations. But then it moves right into, like, all these vibrant colors in the plantings and everything around Epcot. So it's a great 1-2 punch.
Agreed.
Yeah, I like
agreed.
It.
I think it's a good, you're right. It's a good transition for sure. I 100% agree with you on that. So that's good.
Shout out to Bob, who listened to the VOGP on his way to Red Sox practice, not spring training.
Nice. I love that. Awesome.
All right, well, hey, let's get out of here and let's get on with your weekend. Hope you enjoyed some of the highlights of the trip. Thanks to everybody, Marcy and Mike, who stopped and said hi over at the Odyssey. Lots of other friends, Allie, for buying my Chipotle bowl. I can't give that up. That was great. Oh, that was so good. But I was scared eating that right before I was boarding the plane. But it all turned out okay. You know, sometimes you got to roll the dice in life.
Yes.
That was totally doing
I'm sure the people sitting next to the plane were not happy, but that's fine.
Hey, man, they took my car. They might be listening to the show today. I told them to do a Disney podcast. They're from Chesterfield or something. Anyway, so we're going to get out of here and remind you that today's show is brought to you by the Magic for Less Travel. I just want to thank everybody who books with me. I know that as I was out of town over the weekend, Kathy was covering for my guests. So I want to give a big shout out to Kathy over at the Magic for Less. She is awesome. Took great care of everybody while I was down there eating all the time and running and swimming and getting sunburned. Oh, did I tell the story about real quick about Scott and the sunburn?
No.
Yeah. So anyway,
So
we went swimming. Scott's very fair skinned and his whole family, you know, because they're from Michigan. They put on tons of sunscreen all the time. I never put it on. I'm just like, I'm from St. Louis. I've been burned 1,000 times playing baseball. I'm probably good. You know, probably not, but I mean, it's too late. I'm 46, 45. I don't know how old I am. I'm in my 40s. So anyway, I mean, I'm not asking for it, but I'm just saying it's probably, I will wear sunscreen because I know I'll get emails. I forgot about that. That's what happens.
Yeah.
So anyway, and we got a Yankees Red Sox thing going on in the chat. So anyway, this long story short, which has already been too long. We swam, we got sunburned. That was the night we went to Epcot to do the Rose and Crown thing. He starts feeling ill, and I think he got sun poisoning. So I'm like, dude, you need aloe vera. Like, if you had aloe vera, we'd be in business. That's and the ironic thing is, when you stay at Coronado Springs, every day they give you, like, a tube of aloe vera, like that blue gel, in your room.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
You get that every day. We had, like, 5 tubes of it in each of our rooms back at the hotel, but had nothing on us. We're like, oh, we're going to dinner with Jocelyn, and Hannah's going to be there, Pam's there. They'll have their big purses. Somebody will have, like, aloe vera. Nope, nobody had aloe vera, and I found them. I went over to the UK. I almost bought him some lavender. I didn't know if that would help, but I was like, you'll smell good at least.
Lavender's right for that, no.
It was really expensive, though. So I was like, if it ain't going to help, I'm not going to buy it just so you'll smell good. So anyway, so I didn't buy the lavender. So I'm like, dude, there's a first aid place over by the Odyssey. Let's go over there.
They
got to have aloe vera or something. You know what I'm saying? It's a first aid place. So I walk with him over there. The girls are shopping over at Mouse Gear. We go back over there. We go in. And there's a lady, like, on a laptop up front. How can I help you? Well, you know, I told him he doesn't feel good. I think he's got sun poisoning. I think he needs aloe vera. He's really hot. He's got the chills. He's got goosebumps. No aloe vera. She's like, you need solar cane, though. I'm like, yes, I have used solar cane. Solar cane works awesome. I'm like, that would be awesome.
No,
yes.
They didn't have aloe vera or anything at the first aid?
None. But she's like, you need solar cane. So we're like, we'll take solar cane. We'll even buy it. Like, just where is it?
All right. Just give it to us.
So she tells us, we don't have it. But if you go next door, there's a baby center. So go to the baby center and they'll have it. Okay. So Scott and I are walking into the baby center. No baby, no kids, just us. Because the lady at first aid sent us over. And the baby center over there is weird. It's a bunch of rooms. The one room in the back, like you don't know where to go. Like there's not like a welcoming desk. You just go in. There's like rooms everywhere. So we go all the way to the back and there's like, it looks like three pediatrician's tables, like with the paper like covers on them, right, and stuff. Yeah. But I mean, it wasn't like a changing table. It was like a pediatrician table with like supplies and everything in like cabinets, like a doctor's office. So finally we find like the room with like the lady with the computer. Like I guess she's like the monitor. I don't know what you call her. The cast member's in charge of the baby center. So she has all these like, you know, cabinets with see-through, like you can see through them. They're translucent. You couldn't really see like exactly what it was, but you could see like bottles of everything, like 5-6 cabinets. We're like, the lady next door sent us over to get Solarcaine. My buddy needs it, man. He's like bumming. He's got a bad sunburn. He's got the chills. He's about to go down. He needs relief. We don't have anything. I'm like, you have like 6 cabinets full of stuff. You don't have aloe vera or Solarcaine? No. So nobody had it. We couldn't buy it anywhere. It was like, Florida's like a hop, skip, and a jump from the sun. Like, how do they not have that Epcot?
I would absolutely think that they would have that at the first aid centers. That seems ridiculous to me that they don't. That's crazy. But I guess then if they did, everybody would be going there. But I don't know. I just feel like that seems like something that they would have. I know they have Advil. I've been there for Advil all the time.
Yes. But, well, that's what we probably should have. He actually had already taken Advil, so we didn't do that. But the thing was, too, is like at the Run Disney races, they just have these big kind of like buckets with handles on them.
Yeah.
And they put a pump on top. So like at the races at Run Disney, like if you need sunscreen before the race, before you get to run, you go by one of the medical tents. Right. And you got, you know, and it saves you. Like at Epcot, you're paying $100 to go in for the day. They could have a bucket of like aloe vera.
They do have a bug spray or, mosquito repellent.
Yeah, exactly.
A giant bug.
Yes.
So, yeah, okay. They should offer sunscreen.
I was like,
Disney, or not sunscreen, but they should offer like aloe vera or something. Disney, come on. I know you're listening.
Please. I love you, Disney, but my buddy needed some relief, man, and you let him down. He was hurting. But then what we found out was he really just needed a couple of Guinnesses over at the Rose and Crown.
Well, that works too. Yeah. I mean, why not? Yeah, now you're good.
Yeah, because my Pam saw him like 2 hours later. She's like, you just called me and says Scott didn't feel good. Like he was about ready to go down the middle of Epcot. Nah, like he looks like he's having a good time. Like, yeah, we went to Rose and Crown and Guinness was included with the dinner. He's good.
He's good. He's
fine. That's how it went. Anyway, so again, Magic for Less. Thanks for booking with us. I'll know how we got on that.
Weird ad read.
I appreciate it. Drop by themagicforless.com. I would love to help you with your upcoming trips. I really, really appreciate it. Helps keep the show going.
Not get sunburned or sunburned.
I will send you aloe vera if you need it. I will find you some. So anyway, themagicforless.com. Thanks so much. Also, our Amazon affiliate link when you do that shopping, please help support the show. It's brguestpodcast.com/Amazon. Give us a follow on social media. We're on Instagram and Twitter at BeOurGuestPod. And those are growing very, very quickly. So thanks to everybody who joined us there. And at BeOurGuestMike. And of course, the Facebook page at facebook.com/BeOurGuestPodcast. All right, time to turn you loose. We hope that you have a great weekend. So for Pam and Ricky, I'm Mike, wishing you an awesome weekend. But whatever you do, stay safe and stay out of that sun. And if you do get in the sun, make sure you have aloe vera or Solarcaine. And we'll see you real soon.
You've been listening to the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. If you have questions, comments, or would like to be a guest on the show, please visit our website at brguestpodcast.com. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you real soon.